And amen. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to rebuke the spirit of heaviness that's in this church this morning.
Amen.
There's a heaviness that shouldn't be in the midst of us.
Right.
Anybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I first got to His Word at the end of 1985, I came to visit to pray for the pastor that I used to have. Finally, I ended up staying. But the first thing that I did was to become a member of His Word. I didn't think about it twice. 1986 in June. And immediately I took that personal worker class. I thought to myself that I wasn't going to let anybody go through what I went through, being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and ignorant of everything that happened to me. I wanted to know what happened to a person when he's born again.
Right.
A person when he's filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, I wasted a year because nobody took the time to explain to me what happened to me. So if you had the opportunity to make a sacrifice and go today and be part of that class, it will help you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 10. No, I like in my truck. One of the things that I like about everything is the cassette deck, because I like to listen to the Bible all the time. And I bought this. Well, somebody gave it to me a long time ago. Alexander Scurry, the you know, and I listened to it. Haven't listened to it completely because I usually wear one. I listen for about a month, the same thing over and over and over. And I wear them down, you know, until I get to the next one. So finally, I put a CD player with a cassette player. And I bought CDs, you know, the Bible on CD. 50-something. They got this guy, another guy, and this guy that James Earl Jones. Anybody who is it?
Yeah.
I'm listening to the Bible, and it seems to me that I'm listening to Darth Vader talking to me. Look, I'm your father. So I'm having a hard time listening to him, you know, listening to the Bible, you know, so I'm getting used to it. It is true. Let's go to verse chapter 10 of the book of Luke and verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Actually, the scripture says you are anxious and disturbed about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now, I was meditating about this. I'm not sure where I'm going, but I think I'm going someplace. Because I had to trust the Lord in these things. But I look at this picture, and I can see the Lord and this woman just next to him, paying attention to what he's saying, and her sister Martha just going about cleaning. Have you seen some person that they just can't stop cleaning? They're always, you know, moving around, and here she is complaining, and the Lord says to her, Martha, you. And the scripture says, but Martha was cumbered. And that's a very strange word, but it only means that she is being distracted too much.
Yep.
Actually, it means she being difficult to handle and to manage under the circumstances. It seems that she has taken the presence of the Lord as a burden to herself. And she have the master, she invited him, and she cannot handle herself. She, as a matter of fact, I believe she cannot manage her own emotions. As she tries to complain to the Lord about Mary, and she tried to make a case against Mary, she doesn't know she's building a case against her own self.
True.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing the other week with the choir, you know, sometimes when we begin to talk about people, lively conversation, it's like peeling a banana, in which we are the one that are going to trip in the skin of the banana. We are the ones being tripped as we skin the other person, seems like. It's like when people have a little bit of strife and they think that the other person is going to be affected by the things that they say. Put it this way. Strife, envy, and all these little things that go, you know, emotionally in the inside of us, it's like trying to drink poison yourself and expect the other person to die of what you're taking yourself. Amen. The Bible says that Mary was listening to what? To the word. To the word. In actuality, the word that is meant there is the word logos. The Lord was speaking directly from God to Mary.
Right.
Mary was receiving direct insight for the Lord. It is interesting also that in the book of John 6:63, the Lord says, "The words that I speak unto you, their spirit and their life." And I would have expected that the words there would mean the Logos. But actuality is the Rhema, the words that I'm speaking to you,
right,
their spirit and their life.
Amen.
This morning, we were singing how important and how vital the Lord is in our lives. And we come to church and we agree, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We agree. But the reality of it is this. That while some get close to the Lord, some are just too busy in the periphery of the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody been there?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I don't like being there. I said to myself long, long time ago, I want everything that the Lord has. It's like the good guy in the movie. I'm going in all the way.
Yes.
Amen.
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 My body's shaking, but I'm all right. Praise the Lord. I said, I'm going in. I'm not going to take the thing half-heartedly. What I see others, you know, just pressing into the things of God. I'm not going to just, you know, stand back like a bystander and see all the blessings just go by. This scripture speaks about a woman that has lost total control of her own spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, there's something about her sister that she cannot stand, and is reflected when their brother died, Lazarus. And she's the first one that goes to announce to the Lord, you know, that he had died and that he would have been there. He would have not died. And she turns around and leaves. And the first thing that she says when she gets home, he says, the Lord is asking for you, you pretty little girl. That's what I read. You know, he is asking for you. But in actuality, the Lord did not ask for her. She just went and told the Lord. So she has a problem.
Yeah.
And it's eating her in the inside. To the point that emotionally, she is just cleaning around. Going up and being very, very busy. Accomplishing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, Mary has chosen the best part that it shall never be taken away from her. I tell you, I don't like to come to church and then the best thing that the Lord has prepared for me be taken away from me.
That's right.
When I come to church, I like to pay attention. I don't like to be distracted.
Amen.
I've seen people being sitting here in these pews. I sat over there for a long time, some time over here. But I hear people that just they flap their lips talking about pastor, about this, and that. And people, they're not sitting today here. Only a few humble are back here. But the majority are not sitting here today. You don't think you can nibble at the man of God or the woman of God and that everything is going to remain hunky-dory.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah. Another thing. I was thinking about these people that like to spend a lot of time doing bodybuilding. And man goes to the limit. I mean, the man tests his body to the limits of what it can endure. And they know that the body physically can be enhanced. And some of them use drugs. I saw this guy on TV. I mean, he was completely deformed. I'm not talking about deformed, about having big muscle. I'm having about big muscle split in two because of the drugs that he took. Big bumps all over the place because he thought he could take his body to the limit. Because we know the potential of our body is amazing. We have not discovered yet the potential that we have in the physical body, in the natural mind. And yet men go to extra length, you know, diet pills, all kinds of drugs and everything, just to make sure that hourly they look good, that they be physically fitted. But how many of us are like Martha? We say, Lord, everything I have is yours, and yet we remain in the periphery of his presence. We have yet to discover the potential of the Spirit that has been given to us. You know how I know? Because we crumble in the smallest of the circumstances. How about a little envy? How about a little strife? We don't think nothing about talking about a brother or a sister. I mean, we just do lie talking. You know what I call that? What the Bible talks about it and says about it? The little foxes. That spoiled the whole thing. I think one of the greatest gifts that one has is the gift of self-control. Of being self-controlled. I'm not talking about things that, you know, that you're perfect. Well, my golly, you should have as a bullseye of perfection. Jesus is the perfect one.
Amen.
I want not only my spirit, I want everyone that comes in contact with me to be spiritually fit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Amen.
I want to be spiritually fit. I don't want to be an accident everywhere I go to happen.
Right.
I want to be a blessing.
Amen.
If the Lord called Abraham, you know, he blessed him to be a blessing. I know I am blessed because of him.
Amen.
I'm not going to say Abraham was a friend of God and I'm not. No, we sang this morning, the Lord has called us what?
Yes.
Friend.
Amen.
But isn't it amazing? There's a little condition in there in John chapter 15. If you obey what I command you, and you know what is that commandment? That you love one another.
Amen.
But we say amen and we submit to it verbally. And we give the Lord lip service, but in our heart, it's different when we walk away from the people that surround us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Puerto Ricans only. Is Miguel around here? And Now, if the human body has the potential to become so physically fit that we can, you know, lift up thousands of pounds if we submit to that regimen, to that discipline. I wonder what would happen to us if we submit ourselves to the spiritual fitness
right.
of the Holy Spirit to become what the Lord has already made us to be in Him.
Right.
Have you thought about that?
Amen.
I mean, we want to raise the dead.
Yes.
Much more, sometimes we want to be like the ones that judge Ananias and Sapphira. People, I hear people speaking about that, you know, but I always look with compassion with people.
Right.
For why should they die? Mm-hmm. Plus, for one thing, I'm not there yet to qualify to bring that kind of a thing. And even when you qualify, trust me, you don't want to see anybody dying.
Right.
That will be it wouldn't be in your mind to think that somebody would die because of something you said or you did.
True.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to understand. How can I become? Well, there's one person in the Bible that been there and done that. Let's go to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And look in verse 9. Paul says, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last you care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Now, actually he's saying, I have learned, and the word learn means I have learned by experience. Life has put me in places, and experience taught me. I mean, Paul is one that, you know, seldom stumble in the same stone, in the same stepping stone. Amen. He learned at every opportunity. He learned. It is true that at the beginning he was a little bit, you know, it took him a while to learn that he shouldn't be preaching in the synagogues, that he's supposed to go to the Gentiles to preach. But at the end he learned his lesson. Mm-hmm. Amen. To obey what the Spirit was saying to him all along. He said, experience had taught me something. That no matter where I am or with whom I am, therefore to be content. And we all understand this word. It means to be what? To be self-sufficient. To live apart from the circumstances. I like to call it this way. To live up to measure up to the circumstances. Right. Mm-hmm. Eh? How many of us sometimes cannot live and measure up to the circumstances because we don't have what it takes to put out there?
Right.
To meet the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come in contact with people and help them.
Amen.
And I want them fit also to help me to meet
Amen.
The challenges of life.
Amen.
To be spiritually fit. To measure up to it. We heard Pastor many times, sometimes some of us feel like cheap watches in the midst of circumstances. But it doesn't have to be so. We can measure up to the challenges of life. How many people have, you know, died of different sickness and diseases? And my golly, we have the Word of God. We have the promises. And sometimes I have people that talk to me and, you know, it's like every step of the way they want to excuse God why God doesn't do what He promised that He would do. Have you ever thought about that? How we try to excuse God? And last time I checked, you know, here, He's perfect.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong in His side. The Bible says it.
Yeah.
So every time I know that the in this end is the problem. Not in that end.
Right. Yep.
It is in this end. But I know that this person cannot lie. It's impossible to lie. What he says is true. The problem is that we have not taken this inheritance, this nature that he has given us, to the limit, to the extreme.
Right.
To the extreme. You know why? Because it requires extreme makeover.
Yes.
And what happened is sometimes we have to tear everything down because nothing is plumb. Mm-hmm. Nothing is plumb.
Yes.
Nothing is square. So everything had to turn up, and we're afraid of changes. Anybody's not even?
Oh, yeah.
Been there.
I remember in Madigan when they start putting all these computers. I didn't want no computers. Now I cannot live without them.
Right.
It's a matter of what? Of learning.
Right.
Or not being afraid. Or submitting yourself to what is to the things that are before you to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how to have little and I have to have much. You know, when I go to different countries, this is what I tell people. I know how to sleep in a 5-star hotel, but I also know how to sleep under the stars.
Amen.
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 Let me say that again.
Yeah.
I know how to sleep and live in a 5-star hotel. And I know how to sleep under the stars.
Right.
And I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Been there.
Amen.
But some of us, unless we have the, what they say, the commode. Unless we have the throne, we don't go any place because we're afraid of spiders, we're afraid of this, we're afraid of that. You heard me say this story. Let me tell it again. I told the Lord, I thank God you didn't call me to go to India. And I said, because I hate them snakes, the cobra, you know. And one time when we were in Guatemala in 1993, 1994, we went to the restroom, you know, in the sports center. And when I went over there, sat on the throne, I thought, I saw in my mind the snake coming through the pipe. I got up and went back to bed. Then when I came home, even in my own house, there'd be times that thought will overtake me. I get up in the hospital. I mean, it will take me. And to make things even worse, one day I'm watching TV and this little kid, you know, those true stories, they were living in this apartment. The kid goes to the bathroom and there's a big snake sitting there. And they show the fire department taking the snake out of the wall, you know, because they had to break the wall to take the thing out. I said, that's all I needed to see. But then the Lord gave me a dream. One time I saw myself in this river bed. And I saw this hand picking up stones and showing me what was in the, under these rocks. Pick up the first one. There was little insects crawling in there. I know because I was raised up next to a river. I know that there are little creatures in there. I pick up another one. Show me all these creatures. Pick up the other one. And guess what was under that rock? A snake. And I got paralyzed. And what I did, I went like this, and I bit the head of the snake. And I knew I was going to be okay. So the time comes to go to India. Eventually, you have to go to the throne. Amen. So I'm on the throne. I don't know if this is fit for TV, but it's fit for the body of Christ. I don't think they're going to put me on TV with this. Anyway, don't matter. I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, I say, Mr. Cobra coming in. I'm seeing it's real with the eyes of my soul. I'm seeing it. And I said, I don't care. You beat me, you kill me, the Lord will resurrect me. But I'm staying here. I'm going to finish my business. That was too hard. You know, eventually you ought to have to go to the throne. I'm speaking about being a base and to abound. And Paul says, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And the word instructed is not the same word as the word learned. This time he says, I am initiated in the mysteries. And this word is connected to the word that is over there in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaks mystery, divine secrets that are prepared to those that are born from above, those that are initiated in the family of God. Hallelujah. So Paul is telling us the key. Look what he says. He says, I can do all things. Not only a few. Not some of them when things are okay. Not when it's a sunny day. No, a lot of people don't like Washington. I see these soldiers, you know, couples. Some couples, you know, many marriages get destroyed because of the weather. You know, they have to stay inside and they get depressed and all kinds. But I love the rain. I love to drive in the rain, you know. The only thing I don't like is snow, but I put up with it. Amen. But it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Yeah. Actually, it says, all things I can do in the one empowering me. Yes. So Paul is very aware, and somebody today spoke today about the awareness of that Christ is in you. Walking aware that we are Christians. It was Kenny. That we are Christians, that we are believers. I tell you, all day long, we at least I do walk, making adjustment with my walk because I am a believer. Arresting my thoughts, right. Watching my speech, watching my behavior, that it should be in agreement with the nature that I have received from Him.
Right.
Amen. You remember when the Lord was baptized, how the Holy Spirit took the brand new, initiated man anointed by God for a spin to the backdrop of the desert? We have not taken our spirit, the Holy Spirit has not taken our brand new nature for a spin in the presence of the devil to test of what we're made of. We have not been led to the Spirit to be tested by the devil openly, just like the Lord was tested.
True.
But I tell you that if the situation comes, we are fit. We are fit to do so. Mm-hmm. Do you know that every promise and every demand that the Lord makes on that Spirit that He has given us, and every promise He makes, is because we have what it takes to become what He says we can become?
Amen.
Never forget when He called me. I knew immediately, but it took time to become. Why? I wanted to show people that I was what He called me. But you see, I have not become yet. I am in the process of becoming, something we call maturity.
Yeah.
Becoming. It takes time to become.
Right.
It takes a lot of humbling to discipline.
Yes.
Never forget one day I came down here to give a word, and pastor said, no, I went over there with my, like a dog with the tail between the legs, and the devil and my flesh talking to me. And I said, good for you. It's time for you to learn. You're going to sit down and be quiet. Never forget the first time I had in my mains to preach. He said, no. I turned around and I said, Lord, you know the time and the season. A year later, He asked me to preach. You know why? Because I purpose in my heart not to be offended by anything and by anybody. I want the best. I want my spirit to go to the limits that it's been designed for.
That's right.
But I'm not going to discover it if I don't risk it all.
Right.
If I don't put myself out there. You know, I protested to the Lord, go and find somebody speak English better than I do. Words of a donkey. When the son starts speaking, the Lord begins to listen.
Yep.
And He ain't going to listen until we come into agreement with the things He's saying concerning us.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes we want to tell the Lord what is best for us. When I tried to do that, I wasn't doing a good job. I was, straight to hell. Not anymore. So He says, I have learned. I've been instructed. You know why He's saying? He says, I have submitted myself to the mentorship and the tutorship of the Holy Spirit. I have learned from Him how to take that nature that I received from Him and take it to the extreme of what it can do.
Right.
You remember when Rick Renner was here, how he wrote some of his letter? Sunk in unspeakable stuff. Eh? And say that their offering was a sweet savior smell when he is in the midst of, stinking smell. How can you do that? Mm-hmm. Certainly He was not speaking through His flesh. He was talking through that nature that the Lord had given Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's back up a little bit, because there has to be more than this. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this in the same chapter. He says in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. You know, we all can be happy and change from, with the weather. But rejoicing is something that we do on paper, on purpose. And it's a commandment of the Lord to be rejoiceful. I believe that can be done.
Yes.
Because the Lord says it can be done. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is going to keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And then He interjects this little thing. He says, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, and lovely, whatsoever thing has a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, you think of these things. You think about it. And the thing that happened to us is this. We are acting like Martha. The Bible says that she was cumbered with much serving. It comes from the word being a diaconos. So I believe her call was to serve. But she has lost total control of what the Lord called her to do, and she is now total walk out there in nowhere land. The flesh and the adversary taking the best of her.
Right.
Why? Because of an undisciplined thought life.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is cleaning. Hey, my sister, she's so lazy. Look at her. I'm have to do all the work. And she probably is thinking like this. I'm not going to say anything, but she got me all to my own. Next time the Lord comes here, I'm going to, you know, and she starts talking and kicking and not doing anything. Finally, she turns around and says, Lord, don't you care? Don't you? You know, can you see that I'm doing all the work? And we do the Lord the same thing. You don't know how many times I have to come to choir practice? You're taking another time of the week or to be an usher? My golly, you know something? It's going to cost you something.
Yep.
Salvation is free. The Lord paid for it. The rest of the ride is free, but it's going to cost you something.
Yep.
And it's going to cost you that way of thinking that is driving you to be in the outer, in the outer circle, not in the inner circle of the presence of the Lord.
Right.
If being in His presence is worth it, then it's also worth it that somebody had to sacrifice something.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that one of the basic reasons we are in the state that we are because of undisciplined thinking. We let everything come in. We let everything take the best out of us. You find people desperate. People that know the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard that before. My goodness. You heard that before. That means that the Word of God has no value absolutely for you. Because
yep.
If I heard it 1,000,000 times, I'm just beginning to listen to it.
Amen.
I wear those tapes. I'm telling you, just listen the same thing over and over and never get tired. I mean, I remember when I first got to the United States, I used to watch Brother Hagin on TV. And some people don't like it, but I can listen to him all day long. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I can. Why? Because I love the Word of God.
Amen.
Yeah? So we need to discipline. So if it's up to us, then my state of mind and the state of mind determine my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
People know that good thoughts promotes good attitude.
Right.
Remember that little story that says, before the adversary take you to the judge, and the judge and the jailer come and throw you in jail, he said, agree with your adversary. Actually, it's not agree that he's going to throw you in prison or he's going to, sue you to get everything out of you. He says, when you go to court with him, have a healthy attitude. Have a healthy mind. Be praying for him because, he's in darkness and you're not.
Yes.
Don't hate his gods. Understand where he's coming from. Have a healthy mind. Some of us, we hear people cursing and we get this righteous attitude. Oh, you're not going to curse God in front of me. Well, some of us been there.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, when the soldiers are on me and some other people, I don't get upset. I know. They don't know the God that they're cursing is not my God. And the Jesus they're cursing is not my Jesus. Because if they wouldn't know him, I tell you, they wouldn't speak that way.
Amen. Amen.
Now, let's go to the book. Got only a few minutes. Plenty of time. To the book of Colossians chapter 3. Real quick. Verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. He says, for you are dead.
Yes.
For you are dead. This passage has a lot to do with Romans chapter 6. For you die, let not sin therefore have dominion over you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's up to us not to allow sin to have dominion over us or anything else to have dominion over us. Why? Because we die and our lives being hid with Christ in God. Actually, the word hid has related to a word that means being dressed in a camouflage. Have we not received the glory of God? Doesn't the scripture says in the book of 1 Corinthians that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit?
Right.
So when somebody look at our spirit, is looking cannot tell the difference between him and you. Why? Because we've been blended together.
Right.
For I die. But that only is it's expressed, it's manifested when something else happens. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, and begins to list all these things. And these are what? What Galatians 5 speaks about, these are the works of the flesh. Right. This is the works of the old nature.
Right.
He said mortify, that come from the word to be a martyr, which is the same word that he speaks over there in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. He says, and you shall receive power when that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. The word witness come from that word that means to be a martyr. One that bear witness with death that something has happened to him. He's not going door to door, you know, knocking and just giving witness. No. The word witness has to do with one that has mortified his body and has taken his spirit to the extreme into what God has called him to be. And all his life is a light to the world. It's a reflection of the glory of God. Remember Colossians 1:27. Christ in of the hope of glory. All the people can see is what? That you are a son. That you are a daughter of the Most High God, because you have learned to mortify or to put to death
right.
That old nature that used to lord it over you.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's been a witness. That's why we can go over everywhere and we are just a light. People curse and they go, oh, I'm sorry. And they begin to put excuses. And you don't even have to say that you're a Christian. That light is tangible for them. That light is visible for them.
Yes.
Your Lord, your behavior, everything about you speaks about you being from another planet.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't belong here. Why? Because you don't enjoy the things that they enjoy. I remember this guy, he liked to tell jokes, you know, a long time ago. Always about women. And the minute he started telling you, I turn around, I don't ask permission to leave, I don't say excuse me. Why? He didn't ask permission for me to speak that way, I don't have to ask permission to leave.
Right.
Yep.
That's all there is to it.
Yep.
Sometimes it takes discipline.
Yep.
Some of us has to run, learn to run just like Joseph.
Yeah.
From temptation. If you don't know how to resist with the word of God, hey, put your body. Take the sprint. Use the body for something. Quicken it to run.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Reach it.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, I know the you know the time that I've seen. You know how I did it? Because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame the devil.
Right.
Can't blame the flesh. I did it. Why? I'm a free man.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I want to do it? No. Thank God for the provision of God.
Yep.
Let me run real quick here. Where were we? Let's go to verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. So let the word of God dwell richly in you with all wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people, they let the word of God dwell richly in them, but no wisdom whatsoever. No wisdom whatsoever. I've seen people being violated by people that claim themselves to be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day, you know, one of the sergeants in the hospital, she was doing night guard, and there's this sergeant, he a believer, I mean, he'll put me to shame in the natural, you know, because he liked to preach, he'll tell them. And the sergeant said to him, I don't want you. See, he asked first, can I share something with you? And she said, no. He said, well, I'm going to share anyway. I mean, she was fuming and came to me to give me complaint to me. She knows, she knew I'm a believer. And I said, you have the right to be upset. Because we need to know the boundaries, how no trespass boundaries.
Right.
We need to know the limits. Yeah, we have all liberty, but I don't ask my liberty to cause somebody else to stumble.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
I am free to do all things, but I limit myself from doing all things.
Yep.
Because of those that might not measure up to what is in you.
Yep.
Or in me. Boy, time goes by real quick. When you begin to warm up your engines. Amen. But let us be prepared. Because we're believing for miracles. We believe in for extreme things to happen.
Amen.
Then you need to get used of the extreme salvation that was provided you and me.
Amen.
We have been given an extreme spirit that can do all things and power by the nature that He has given us. Mm-hmm. Become a reality. But if we're afraid of praying for those in wheelchairs, if we're afraid of praying for for anybody. I mean, yesterday we were in Relay for Life, and I was walking with my Bible like this. And I remember first time I went to Cayman with my Bible, it seems like I was carrying the whole Tacoma Library under my elbow. I was so unused to walk with my Bible. And yesterday I felt so good. With my Bible, wherever I go, it's like part of me. It's not something foreign. It's a book. It's part of me. I'm yep. This book and I won. But we want us our spirits, yeah. Not only me, or everybody.
Yep.
That we can truly believe what we say we believe. We want to raise the dead, but let me give you some news. The first dead that you have to raise is you, like I have to raise myself up, myself.
Yeah.
Yep. You want to come for others, you're going to have to come for yourself when there's nobody else to come for you. You have to come for yourself in the Lord.
Right.
You have to do something with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We expect others. You know, sometimes the guy comes. He wants to know if he's going to marry this girl or not. Because I already ministered to him at one time. You know, sometimes people come to me and I say first time, thus says the Lord. But the second time I say, you want a word? Right here.
Yeah, amen.
Because I'm not going to be a substitute for your Holy Spirit in your life.
Right on.
Yeah.
I know my boundaries.
Amen.
Yep.
And we all have to learn that. I like to hear a word from God just like you.
Sure.
But I'm not going to obey Pastor the substitute for the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in my life. Because
mm-hmm.
What happens when He's not around and you're not around?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Lord is going to Hawaii to sip pina coladas and He has forgotten me. Don't you care about me that I'm so, you know, so much work to do? Some people think that way, Pastor Cook. They think God, He's taking some vacation, you know, and taking their all their investment with Him. And, you know, the stockbroker, it's amazing. But let us take, let us do this on purpose.
Yeah.
Let us take this brand new spirit that we have received, this nature, for a spin. I don't know any other way to say it. For a test drive. And I tell you, you enjoy such a rise, such a high in the presence of the Lord. You don't want anything else.
Amen.
Amen.
Not going back to the world.
Amen.
Not going back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's costing me something. And it is that little commandment to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and everything within you, you know, and your neighbor as yourself. And trust me, our biggest problem is the... Well, let me say it this way. Are the Marys in our lives?
Right.
Not the Marthas. We know where they are.
Yeah.
We know the Marthas. They're out of fellowship. It is the Marys that bug us. Because they challenge us to be closer to Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Cain and Abel? The Lord said to him, why are you, pardon the expression, why are you pissed off? If you bring the right attitude, the right offering, wouldn't you be accepted? I'm willing to accept you, son. Do something about you. Sin is knocking at the door. It's up to you to master it.
Yeah.
Don't be judging Pastor Cook that he didn't say hello to you, that he give you a counsel that you did not agree with. Eh? Don't start judging Tish because she don't look to say hello to you in the parking lot.
Yep.
Don't be judging, you know, the head teacher because he disciplined your son. Don't be judging, you know, that, my goodness, Jerry, you don't take care of the grounds. And we like to, you know, be offended by every little thing.
Yeah.
And find a little chip in somebody else carrying the big, you know, 4x4
yeah.
for glasses.
Yeah.
It is time. If we don't take responsibility, I remember a long time ago, somebody gave me this little rock. I think it was in this church. It says, God is only responsible for the part of you that you give to Him. The rest, it's up to you.
Yep.
Yeah, He's only responsible for the part that I give to Him, for the where I submit myself. For the rest, it's me alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be nice that what we think be true? Everything I am, everything I was, everything I will be, I give to you.
Yes.
Do with it as you please.
Amen.
Amen. Because there is a glory that have yet to be manifested, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And the purpose, when you read Colossians chapter 3, of that mortification, and when you read 2 Peter chapter 1, it's about that nature that gets manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, in fellowship with Him, He is going to appear not only one day in the Kesara Sera. When He appears in our heart, something is going to begin to tremble and quake, and something is going to begin to die, or you're going to have to walk away from Him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm saying is, people, we're heading. We're heading that way.
Amen.
We are in the process of being transformed.
Amen.
We are being changed. And some of you have dreams that it's impossible for you to fulfill them yourself. You have to trust yourself in the hands of God, in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God, in the body of Christ. And not only, you know, not just hope for the best. My goodness, no, you know what you're getting into. Just like the Lord, when He stepped into your life, He knew what He was getting into.
Yes, He did.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to do this together.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Together.
But,
amen. Give praise to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Shaking no more. There's a glory. And when we speak about the glory of God, we tend to think only, you know, clouds and smoke. How about when we speak about glory, who He is, how He thinks, how He behaves, how He speaks?
Yes.
Let that glory shine before the world.
Amen.
That if the world has anything to do, to say or do anything because of the things that you do, let it be said because we are in love with Him.
Amen.
And we're not ashamed of saying it.
Amen.
You know, the world comes out of the closet. We still have yet to come out of our flesh.
Amen.
They're in the flesh completely, all the way.
Oh, yeah.
We need to come out of it.
Amen.
And glorify the one that purchased and paid for it. Is it possible? You better believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. You better believe it. That it can be done. We are going to take our spirits out there to the extreme. Amen.
Yeah.
To the extreme. Why? It can happen. We can believe it. We can go for it.
Yes, amen.
And don't be waiting for feelings, please. Feeling, wait for the anointing. Feeling. Let me tell you, you are anointed.
Amen.
If you want a piece of paper, write it to you. You put it in the refrigerator, and remember that every day. You are anointed. You know, when I discovered I was anointed, that settles it. Now I have to wait, Pastor Cook, Pastor Ian, tell me I'm anointed. I discovered that in the Bible. I'm anointed.
Yep.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when I take showers, it doesn't go away.
Nope. Praise God.
Oh, whether I'm standing or flipping out, it doesn't go away.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When I'm in the throne, it doesn't go away either.
Amen.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Because we tend to think that God can only, Jesus can only go to certain places with us. Otherwise, he'd have to stay outside the door.
Yeah.
I like to take him everywhere. And I know you do too. So it is time that you out there begin to practice the things that you did with your first love.
Right. Amen.
And begin to fall in love with him again. Trust me, it is worth it. And you're gonna do crazy things. How many of you been in love? You saw your loved one. You ran and you don't care if you snatched the flower from your neighbors or from nobody you don't know. You went and you got it. You brought it. Man, you're gonna do things like that for God. We're gonna go after whatever it takes to show to him that we love him. Why? Because he loves us first. He has given us to us everything, so that we can put it out there.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had all day to preach to you, but this is good enough.
Glory to God.
I'm learning to be a preacher.
Hallelujah.
One of these days I'll become one. Stand up. I'm just kidding. I am.
Glory to God.
You see, I thought God was going to take my Catholic phone out of my life when he came into my heart. But he didn't.
No.
I think Jesus is the best guy to hang around.
Amen. Amen.
See, only if you believe it, you should, I don't know what happened to you, but I worked all night last night, 12 hours, 20, I haven't gone to bed yet. Not full of energy, because I know the one that empowers me.
Amen.
I might be lip singing over there because I don't have any ear to sing the songs, but I tell you, I know the minute I step out, that nature is going to kick in, like when you go in, I have a 4x4, it has five shifts. And sometimes I think it needs another one. And we in ourselves, within our spirit, we need to have several, to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Glory be to God forevermore.
Amen.
See, when things are getting better, when you have to close. Sam, come here. Let me pray for you, son. Come over here, son. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I love this guy.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I wouldn't tell you anything if the Lord hasn't put it in my heart. I'm telling you, dream and dream big. Don't let your youth and let nobody say it's an obstacle to trust God. Because in due season, you're going to reap what you sow into your spirit, my son. And you're going to reap it all. It makes no... What other people have opinions about me, the Lord is saying to me to tell you, it makes no difference what you think and believe about me. My son, they might walk out there in a limb, but you're going to walk in me all the way. I ain't call you to walk out there in a limb. I call you to walk with me, to walk in the power of my spirit. And these places that I'm showing you, and yet the ones that I show you, you'll be in the heat of the desert, you'll be in the cold of the Antarctica, you'll be in every place that I show you, they'll have your feet thread, and you will claim your own in the spirit, and you will possess the land, my son, you will possess it. There is a revolution going on in the spirit, there's an urgency going on in the spirit, and my son, you're part of it. You're part of it. Don't be afraid to pray, because they will come to you running. They will come to you in secret. Pray for me. Give me a word of encouragement. And don't think that you are not qualified. The Lord is saying to me to tell you, open your mouth wide, and give them water that they will never thirst again. There's some oil around here. Give me some oil. No, some oil. A little bit of oil. Somebody has oil. If you had to go and pick up your children from the thing, do that. I'm not going to keep you here. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I like oil. Thank you, Father. Son, be blessed. I bless you in the name of Jesus, son. Because you're going to take that spirit and you're going to take it to the limit. I tell you, Arnold Schwarzenegger, nothing compared to what you look in the spirit. When the training is performed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God bless you. Before I came today, the Lord said a couple of things to me. There's a person here that your marriage, it seems like it's in the... it seems that there is no hope. I come here to tell you today that you stand your ground and you believe because there is hope in Christ. You don't let God of the promise. If you love that man, my goodness, and you have received that promise from God, and you know it's true that the adversary has come to steal and kill and destroy your life, you stand your ground. If you trust God, I tell you, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on to the promise and don't let go. And the Lord also spoke to me about somebody, you know, about the business. Things are not going too good, but I tell you, the Lord gave you that business. Are you going to give it up? Are you going to give it up? If the Lord gave it to you, He's going to ask you to you know, almost to go bankrupt because things are not going well. The Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mine are the gold and the silver. The Lord, just trust Him. Mm-hmm. Take that spirit. Tell that mind, natural mentality, to shut up and let the Spirit speak. You know, one thing, I'm going to close with this. The Lord said to me, there are many voices out there in the world, aren't they? We have unwanted advisors that tell us how we should do it. Oh, just like Martha. You're too spiritual. You spend too much time praying. You go too much to church. You spend too much time in church. You know, all these kind of things. I'm saying to you, don't listen to them.
Amen.
And not only, when your body starts speaking, don't give a voice to your body. You know, we are so negative. The first pain in our body, we say, oh, a tumor. We always believe the worst. Always. Phone rings, we believe the worst. The door knocks, we believe the worst. Mm-hmm. You see, it takes discipline to begin to believe the best that He has prepared for us.
Amen.
It takes a discipline.
Hallelujah.
Don't give a voice to your flesh. Give the voice to your spirit. Give your mouth to the Spirit.
Amen.
It's going to change your life. It's going to change the outlook of your life. Completely, completely. Completely, completely. Tutarabasa. Zorabrasa. If you have to pick up your children, go. Come over here, honey. Look at me. Come here. You.
Hallelujah.
You know why I prophesy? Because the Lord called me to.
That's right. Yes, you did.
Nothing else.
Hallelujah.
You have paid a great price. Great price. But you're going to recover completely. You're going back to that place where the light is beginning to shine more and more in your heart and in your understanding. The Lord has not forsaken you. He will never forsake you. The Lord said He's not repented that He called you for a work. It is time to shake the dust. Shake it, shake it. Shake it real well. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Even if you have to put some music and do the little twist, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it out of your life. Shake the old you. Shake the accusations of the adversary. And grab a hold of the hope that the Lord has given you. Because you are beginning to be disciplined in heart and in mind. Don't forget that. I am not the one that accuses. I am the one that gives life. I am the one that quickeneth your mortal body. I am the one. I am the one. You see how the adversary came to steal, kill, and destroy? Because you put your guard down. You allow the circumstances, damper, and your own little mistakes. But today is a new day. Hallelujah. Today is a good news. Today is a good day. Start a new thing. And honey, you are on it. You're on that path. Don't look back no more. Don't look back. Keep your eyes on Him. Give me the oil. Hallelujah. Keep that bottle open. Thank you, Father. The Lord is with you. And things are going to turn around. But the Lord promises you, you're going to have hope again and faith to believe it, and you will possess what belongs to you. Even those words of hope that you used to give and you quit it, the Lord said, quit it! Quit having a shut mouth and quit having that attitude. Let my spirit flood your spirit. Thank you, Father, because you can make it. You can make it, and you will make it. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I'm telling you, that's good news.
Yes, amen.
That is good news.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Cook, that is good news.
Amen.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah.
You want good news? read the Bible. You thought, come to me now, read the Bible. Thank you, Father. One more minute, I'll be done. Let me. Hallelujah. For this purpose came I into the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Zo deregreanda rabasa. Zimere doregre. Tenderekiti atare mesa. Come over here, honey. Come over here, Donna. Come over here, honey. Stand right there. Come. If I was you, I was running. Stand right there. Oh, Rabasa. Zo Rabasa. I see this wounded warrior dragging a leg to the armory, saying, give me my armor. Give me my armor. And give me my sword. And give me my battle gear. Because I'm going to fight to the death. Even to the death of self and the living of my spirit. You've seen my daughter. The tendency is to leave everything and forsake the very thing. The very thing that I ask you to do, that I call you to do. Well, today is a good day to stir up the gift that is within you. Nobody's judging you. Nobody's looking at you, but my eyes are upon you. Begin to stir up the gift within you. And I tell you, my daughter, that body of yours is going to begin to align itself. Begin to align itself. Align itself with the spirit that I have given you. It's going to begin to align itself with that spirit. And you will recover completely, completely, completely. You will recover completely. If you obey the things that I'm telling you today, go back and pick up. Pick up and be dressed. Be dressed, completely be dressed. Gird up the loins of your understanding. And there is no weapon that was formed that will ever be formed against you that is going to prosper. Draw the line, draw the line. Enough is enough. You know why I said that, my daughter? Because I have equipped you to do so. You are well able. Don't let your soul be weary. Cast all your care upon me, because I am the one that have care over you. Yet, because they say, where is the mighty woman? Where is the mighty daughter of God? I said, today here is the mighty woman of God. I have not stopped looking at her. As I made it to be. She is conforming. She has been transformed. Oh, Rabasha. So my heart rejoices. Oh, my heart rejoices in you. My heart rejoices in you. Iyata Rabasa. Oh, Rabasa. Now they say, whose report are we going to believe? Well, it is time we take our spirit to the extreme and believe the report of the Lord. Snow, rain, or thunder, no matter what. Itarabasa. I am telling you today that what the enemy came and stole from you, some of the things you might not recover in the natural, but I have better things prepared for you, so don't look back. You're not a beggar. You don't have to beg for those things that are in the past. Look up and look forward for the things that I prepared for you. It's a water contrast. They complain because you say, you're going to that white church with that white pastor. You did not come for a man. You came for me, says the Lord. And you are at the right time in the right place. It is time. It is time. Because the inheritance that I promise you is yours. Hasn't changed. Because my word does not change. Itazamasa. Zoreshe. Kereshe. And the Lord is saying to me, the things that your daughter needs, they will give. I will provide for them. You don't have to ask anymore. I'll open the door. And this neck people that work for the government don't want to give what it belongs to your daughter. They'll give. Because my spirit is moving in your behalf. I am your counselor. Understand that. That I watch over everything that pertains to you, my daughter. In Jesus' name. They're going to give you a copy of this tape. You asked for it. Okay? God bless you. Was that all right? Oh, yes. Oh, praise God. You see?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
See, I like to take my spirit to the extremes. When my soul argues, you shouldn't say that. I said, I'm going to say that anyway. It's not your business. It is not your business. Amen. I know now you don't want to leave because the Spirit of God is here. Because you can leave anytime you want. But we don't want to leave from His presence. Amen. Torrese. Just one more minute and I'll be done. I'll be done. Won't take long. Oh, Lord. Can I pray for you guys? That be okay? The two of you back there? You guys together? Come. Can I pray for you? I'd love to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Zorabasa. The Lord is saying to me, I'm the God of chances. I not only give one chance, I give two chances, three chances, four, as many chances. The Lord wants me to tell you, this man loves you. He loves you. And the Lord is saying, there's nothing I've forgiven that you cannot forgive. Can you believe that? It seems that I'm the ultimate lifesaver. But I am the savior of your soul, the savior of your family. And I brought you by my spirit to bless you, to keep you. Because this commitment, this time around, it really means it. It's not playing games with me. I'm speaking in your behalf. I don't even know who you are. But I'm pleading your case over here. Even though I know she's willing. He's not playing games no more. He has truly repented. And he means business. If I give him the opportunity, would you agree with me, my daughter? We'll go for it. Because the adversary sought to put a wedge, I came to glue you together. To glue your family. Amen. Oh, Rasanna Rekare. And my son, all these things will pass. Time is the best healer, second to me. I'll be there with you, with the two of you. And the Lord is saying to me, and I put a flame in your heart. A flame of fire to burn the chaff and cause love. Oh, to cause love and passion to come back. Hallelujah. You like that? I like that too for you guys. Passion. Be passionate about life. Be passionate about your kids. And by the way, we also need to forgive the mistakes that they make, that we can round them up and show them that there is a better way. And the Lord is saying to me, I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for you. Junior. And the Lord is saying to me also, and the finance is going to get better. Eh? Finance is going to get better. I am your provider. And I will provide for you. And the Lord said, don't be thinking about moving. Ain't no time to move yet to go anywhere. Don't be thinking about selling everything and go 10,000 miles away. You don't need to do that. You need to be strong in me, says the Lord. And in the ruling power of my might, in my word. And you know that. Ito se. Thank you, Father. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Would you like to receive Him today? You see that the Lord did not, you know, it was not a hindrance for Him to bless you. Okay? And today you become His son. And that inheritance was yours anyway. Say with me, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Say it. That's okay. I give you my heart. I repent of my sins. I give you my life. Everything. My marriage, my kids, my business. Now I let everything that is my business be your business. Cleanse me with your blood. Hallelujah. How about you, ma'am? Have you received Jesus? Okay, you were waiting for Him, eh? Now He really meant business. Amen. I need a personal worker come and be with him. Hallelujah with them too. And we love you. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What the enemy meant for evil, the Lord's going to turn it around. Watch. But you remain steady. Amen. God bless you guys. Hallelujah. And it is worth the waiting. Amen. Pastor Cook.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Now, you say, we as believers have an inheritance, right? But that inheritance is for the whole world too, if they would receive it, isn't it? Amen. All they need is to be initiated by being born from above. If anybody here wants to be part of that family and you have never made the Lord Jesus the Lord of your life, would you please come? I will not embarrass you.
Yes.
Nobody. But somebody here will help you.
Thank you.
Amen. If you need to, you know, be filled with the Holy Spirit, with evidence of speaking in tongues, I tell you, thou open the key of the flood of the mystery, understanding the kingdom of God. And if you have broken fellowship with the Lord, you are the Martha in the periphery of the presence of God. Don't be that Martha, be that Mary. I don't care if you're male, female, come to the presence of the Lord. Amen. Come. If I was you, I'd be running for my life.
Glory to God.
I'd be running for my life. Don't let another man go by without you having him in your life. Thank you, ma'am. Stand right here. Please don't let another day go by. Maybe your children need you saved. Maybe your uncle, you know, your mother needs you saved. Or filled with the Holy Spirit, believing and trusting everything he has prepared for you. The Lord needs a beachhead to fight in your family. Maybe that is you. Maybe that is you. Thank you, Father. What you came for, man? To salvation? Have you ever seen?
No, I've just fallen away.
Okay.
My tongue needs to be binded.
Oh, I tell you, you give it to the Lord. He is a tongue binder. You two men, come. Anybody else, this time, there's plenty of room over here.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where you came from?
I wanted to put my tongues in front of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Are you saved? Have you received? Okay. Hallelujah. There is time.
Amen.
I know that we men, we are the worst. You know, we don't like to be embarrassed. We don't like anybody to tell us anything. But I tell you, I beg you, please come to the Lord. Not to me, to the Lord. If you're tired, you messing up your own life and the life of those around you, please give the reins to the Lord. He'll help you straighten everything out. Don't let another day go by without having him as your partner in life, the director of your life. Please, for your sake, thank you, Father. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we commit this to the charge of the personal workers, Father God. We ask you for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to be imparted to them, Father, that they might give them water, Father God, on life, that the water cannot take away, Father God, that they'll never thirst again.
Hallelujah.
And Father, what they came for, they will receive abundantly, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Honey, if you turn around, there's somebody there who will go.